How to Stop Looking at Porn for Smart, Family-Oriented Men Who Want to Learn to Sustainably Let Go of Porn in a Way You Can Enjoy and Look Forward to. Learning to Be Proud of the Man That You Are. I'm Danny Pullman. I'm a certified life coach. I've been coaching guys on this for several years now, have been in the porn quitting game for years beyond that, and I use this podcast to share what I've learned. This is a movement. It is happening. Join with us and start winning against porn. Hey guys, welcome to the How to Stop Looking at Porn and Win Back Your Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Danny Pullman, and I'm glad you're here. I just want to tell you today that I'm angry, guys, but like a love anger, okay? And I just want to tell you why I'm angry, because I think it'll help. That's why I'm sharing it. Okay. So when I'm aiming for goals and things don't go as planned, it can be disappointing, right? Of course. And at this point, I've experienced success in my life through lots of suffering, right? And I've learned that success can be had without suffering. So in other words, suffering is not required in order to have success. And those two things, success and suffering, are not connected in the way I used to think, okay? And I've experienced it, right? So I've experienced it both ways, suffering myself, suffering my way to success, and experiencing success with more ease. And so the practice is for me nowadays that I have a desire, I choose it as a goal, I invite it, I go toward it, I practice believing it's happening. I'm willing to work on the way for it, of course, but the work itself is not the only thing that makes the goal happen. Like these are principles of manifesting, okay? And I've experienced it, like it works. I have ideas about how it might go on the way to my goal, but I practice letting go of my how and practice trusting that the way it actually pans out will be even better than the how I initially imagined. And I even expect that to end up being different, okay? And I just keep believing it is happening. My goal's happening along the way. And yes, I keep showing up. And if I believe it will be hard to achieve the goal, then it will be hard. Right? I'll create that experience for myself. If I believe it can be achieved with ease, I will experience it with more ease. And so I learned this. I mean, I've learned it a lot of times. I've experienced it a lot of times at this point, but I learned this with financial goals in my business a few years ago. And this idea that you don't have to suffer your way to success. Like success can come with more ease. And it allowed me to make more money in that year than I ever had before, with more ease than ever, because I gave myself permission to let it be easier. I let go of this limiting belief. This is a really common limiting belief, guys, that shows up in myself still repeatedly and in people I work with. Like, you gotta suffer in order to be successful. Suffering is the only way to achieve success. And I get where it comes from, but it can be a major limitation that hangs up a lot of people who have awesome desires, amazing goals. And I want these awesome people to be achieving their amazing goals because the world will be better off if they do. So let's stop placing these unnecessary limitations on ourselves that's stopping our truest, highest, best selves from coming through, shining through, and building this planet in a way that makes it better, okay? Because that's what happens when you let this happen for you. I also experienced it the other way in dental school, for example, right? Like dental school, the grind, suffering my way through. Like I made it way harder than it needed to be too. When I look back at it now, like I think I just thought it needed to be hard. And so I made it harder than it needed to be. There were other people that went through with a lot more ease. And I think that's because they, in their mind, they allowed that to happen. I could have experienced it that way, but I had this idea that you got to suffer your way to success. You got to like prove yourself through your suffering or something. And that was miserable. And when I think of all the times I've done this to myself unnecessarily, so much misery, right? So why am I angry? Because this is coming up again. It was my knee-jerk reaction again this week, right? And because of these goals right now, some of the things that didn't go as planned in the week, just 1 week, right? And things didn't go as planned and feel disappointed, of course. And then before I could come back to my practice that I already mentioned, some of my brain's programming kicked in, what it's learned in the past, right? And my knee-jerk response was, well, I guess I just need to buckle down and suffer more until this goes how I want it to. And so I start dreading my work day. I expect suffering. And I think suffering is the key. It's the way to success. And I make myself miserable. And I think I need to be miserable until the goal is achieved, and it sucks. It just sucks. So then I notice it. I pause. I remember that there is another way, a better way. And luckily, I've experienced that already, so I can come back to it a little quicker than if it was brand new to me. But then that's when I started feeling angry. Okay. Why? Because I deserve better than that treatment, than that unnecessary suffering. You deserve better. Okay? There's so much pain and unnecessary suffering that comes from these kind of ideas that are just these made-up rules that have been passed on to us by who knows who, right? I mean, we know who, but do we really know who? Because, like, when I think about this, am I angry at the people who modeled this to me along the way, or who taught this over the pulpit in church, right? This is something you hear in church so much. Like, suffering is glorified in church. And I'm kind of angry. I am. I just am. I'm angry about that. Because I think we get that wrong sometimes as humans. And some people even directly told me this, right? You've got to suffer to be successful. They might have used different words, but that was the gist of what they were telling me. Am I angry at these people? Not really. I mean, where did they learn it from, right? They learned it from somewhere too. If someone's doing it on purpose to me to try to just mess with me, then I'd be angry. But I think I'm just angry that these traditions have become a thing and they have been passed down. And I just want to call it out right now. And I'm using love anger to do it. I am angry with love. I'm really glad to be angry about this, just so you know. And then here's the other one, right? If you made a mistake, you need to do a certain amount of suffering before you are allowed to be worthy again. Bullshit. So tired of that one. Holy. I just want to. I am already worthy. You are already worthy. Where does that come from? That's wrong. Okay? I don't need to punish myself into changing the ways that I want to change. I don't need to punish myself on my way to the success I want. I don't need to suffer just to show that I'm worthy again. Because I never wasn't worthy. You don't lose your worthiness. And I'm angry about people that told me that I did. And I'm angry that they told you that you lost your worthiness. It really pisses me off. Okay? Just so much unnecessary suffering, so much pain, not just for me in the past, but I see it every day with my clients and the people I meet through the work that I do as a life coach. And I'm just pissed. And I'm glad to be pissed about this, because I love me and I love you guys, and we deserve better. You do not have to suffer to be successful. You do not have to suffer to prove you are worthy. Okay, so am I saying that all suffering is bad? No. Am I saying hard work is bad? Not at all. There will be suffering for humans. There will. That'll be there, right? And being willing to work through it and learn from it is absolutely valuable, right? Let's learn resilience. Let's show ourselves we're resilient through that stuff. Humans are incredibly resilient. Let's lean into that. That's a beautiful thing about humans and about us. Same thing, we're humans, right? Let's be willing to work hard for things we want to work hard for, right? That can be fun. It can be helpful. There's a time and a place for hard work. Absolutely, right? I'm not telling people who are super lazy already to just lean into being even more lazy, right? That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking to you people who are trying hard already and you're feeling hung up and stuck and in certain areas of your life and you don't know why. That's who I'm talking to. So there will be suffering, right? There's a place for suffering. There's a place for the hard work, but we don't need to add the unnecessary suffering on top of this. All the self-judgment and punishing along the way. I'm angry that we've been taught that. I'm angry that this is a tradition being passed down, and I don't want to pass it down to my kids. I probably already have a little bit, maybe a lot. But I'm changing. I'm learning when I can, and that'll impact things. I'm going to minimize the amount of this that I pass down to my kids. Why? Because I love my kids. And yes, I believe they can handle suffering. I'm not trying to protect them from all suffering ever and from hard work. No, they'll have plenty of time and plenty of chances to experience those things. And I trust that about them. I'm confident in them in that way. They already do it in so many ways, right? But I'd also love to minimize the amount of unnecessary suffering that they place upon themselves with things that got fed into their brain. And I would like to maximize the amount of self-love and self-acceptance and worthiness that they get to feel and the empowerment that comes from that, that allows them to more powerfully be themselves and create amazing things for this world. From that place of love, acceptance, and worthiness. And when you, it's efficient, right? Like, think about just making a factory more efficient. Is it a bad thing to take out the things that unnecessarily muck things up and slow things down? No, that's like the whole aim in a factory. Like, let's get really efficient with this. So why don't we do that with this pattern? What if there's a more efficient way, right? Maybe this tradition got passed down because it was helpful. It's better than just being lazy all the time, I guess, right? And it gets stuff done still. But also, what if there's a more efficient way that's more fun, more love-filled? That's what I'm ready for. And I'm angry that I learned these other ways and that it took me as long as it did to start learning these new ways. And I'm kind of angry that the patterns still come up in my brain while I'm retraining my brain. But I can handle that. I can make room for that. Right? It's okay, brain. Bring up what you've been programmed. I'm going to work with what I've got. And I'm just going to kind of start from where I am. Keep building. But that's what I'm doing. I'm practicing. And that's what I invite you to do too. I just want to say this again though. You do not have to suffer to be successful. You do not have to suffer to prove you are worthy. You already are worthy. Success can come with more ease. It's just this made up rule that limits us. Okay, so if these statements are true, just play with this for a second. If these statements are true, what would that mean for you? How do you change your current strategy? If you don't have to suffer to be successful, you're willing to pass through some of the suffering that might be a part of it, right? That comes up. And you're willing to work when you need to work and buckle down when you need to buckle down, right? But also, you don't have to suffer to be successful. You don't have to suffer to prove you're worthy. You already are worthy. If these things are true, then how do you show up today toward your goals? And what are your reasons for going toward those goals if it's not to like prove that you're worthy? That's a really important question. Find a new reason if that's your reason. And then if you want to learn how to intentionally train your brain to create more success with more ease and more power, more sustainability, come be coached by me and my team. You can do it one-on-one, or you can do it with a group of guys through the Chainbreaker group coaching program. Bunch of guys who are all learning the same thing, practicing together. And doing it together is awesome. Both are awesome. It's time now, okay? It is time now for you to let go of these old bullshit made-up rules that we learned. A more efficient way, more love-filled way. That's what I'm inviting you to do. And discontinue the unnecessary suffering. Allow more ease and success into your life at the same time, okay? With your goals to change your habits with porn and with your other goals, okay? This is not only about porn, guys. When you allow yourself to have more ease and enjoyment along the way to your goals, it makes porn that much more irrelevant in your life. Because you're up-leveling the experience of your life, right? You're enjoying your life more now. You're loving your life more now because you're loving you more now. You're changing your approach internally, and you're doing it without something external like porn, because that's where your power is, right? And you build that desire to do life without porn. You love your life more without porn than with it as you keep building that. Okay, this is just one way to up-level your life from the inside out and make porn that much less relevant. So you don't need to go grasping for this external thing to try to feel what you're wanting to feel. Use your internal power to let yourself feel more of what you want to feel along the way, right? Start with love. Start now. Don't wait. You deserve it. And that's what I've got for you today. See you next time. If you enjoy listening to the How to Stop Looking at Porn podcast, you have to come check out the Chainbreaker program. It's my group coaching program through my Chainbreaker Coach app, where you get access to regular group coaching calls, to training modules, to tools, to a community of like-minded guys, where we take all of this greater information and learn to actually implement it in a game-changing way that works. It's about so much more than just porn. Join us at dannypoelman.com/work with me. Remember, Poelman is spelled P-O-E-L-M-A-N. Become a chain breaker and learn to unchain your personal power. And remember, the power is already there. You just got to learn to access it.